We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Here's what you say, here's what you don't say, and if you cross that line, you're in trouble with me.
Appreciate that question. I'm just here to just focus on ball.
He was Belichick right there.
Dale Arnold.
Well, Minshew, they got him listed at 6'1". I guess he leg presses 500 pounds. I was shocked how thick he was.
Yeah, baby.
Rich Key.
Because we love you guys, we try to put money in your pockets.
College fund lock of the week.
You're out of your mind with the parlay.
Dale and Keith, middays.
All us tight ends look alike.
Shotty, what that thing do?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith. Andy Hart is in. Sports Radio WEEI. We do have free money to give away. Chris Scheim. Scheim time. Prime Scheim. Yeah, all you got to do is listen to his picks. Right around 1:30 or so, he's got more picks.
Parlay partay.
It's week three in the NFL, and my man is on a heater right now. He is on an absolute heater.
I'm hot right now.
He's hot right now.
So you're due to stink.
Okay, well then go the other way. If you want to go against him, go ahead. He's gonna give you some picks here coming up. But Antonio Brown, no surprise, is once again the top news story of the day.
Is this not a surprise?
It's not a
surprise.
Like
when they added Antonio Brown, were you of the belief this is all gonna go quiet, this is gonna go dark, that this will be the honeymoon period that I brought about earlier that he's not familiar with?
I thought what we would get, because again, when they signed him, it was pre-Brittany Taylor. We'd never heard of Brittany Taylor prior to even that. So I certainly didn't see that coming. I thought it was going to be throughout the season, kind of questionable Instagram, Twitter stuff. And like harmless stuff, but maybe delete that.
Like the TB12 video?
Yes. I thought it was going to be a lot of that stuff where you're like, you're waiting for him to, like, oh no, what are you doing? Like you're holding your breath. Because one of the first things he did was tweet out an image of himself, like a cartoon version of himself sitting on money, and said, business is booming with a Patriots uniform. Right. You're like, you don't really typically see that with guys on the Pats, but okay. Harmless overall, but just a little bit different. I thought, and clearly I'm dumb, I thought it was going to be a lot of stuff like that. I didn't think it was going to be... Now, again, it's not... What he's being accused of by Brittany Taylor didn't happen this week. It came out this week. You know, it came out 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Been negotiating reportedly since April on a possible settlement.
So that I didn't know. But to think that he was going to come in here and there was going to be zero issues, I didn't think that. I did think he was going to make it through the season. I did. I still didn't think he has a chance, but that...
I did.
Yeah, that's... I have less confidence now.
More of a hope than a confidence at this point?
Oh, yeah. Like, yesterday... I had more confidence than I do today.
So you're on board with my theory that Bill Belichick may have met his match.
Yeah, he may have. He may have an Antonio Brown. But then the question also becomes, is it just Bill Belichick's decision to keep him or not?
Is Antonio Brown normal?
Well, who amongst us, Andy, is normal?
I am abnormal. I'm fine saying that. But I can tell you, if I got the note in my locker, see me, BB. Most players, I'm going to say all of them in that locker room would crap their pants, right? They'd be nervous. They'd be, does he react that way or does he just like
go over there,
roll his eyes?
Yeah,
shrug?
No, I mean, he's more off than most. Like, I don't think he'd even really know what that is. And that's why when we're going through the text messages, and that was the thing that came out last night, Robert Klemko, who was actually on our show earlier this week, he had the story in Sports Illustrated. It looks like there was a series of text messages. It was a group text, which again also speaks to his, I guess, lack of intelligence or awareness or whatever you want to say, because it's a group text, including this painter woman who has accused him of sexual misconduct, his lawyer, Darren Heitner, and then two others, which I guess you would call like associates of his.
Yeah. Handlers.
Yeah. And he's just, and then so the lawyer for this woman, the painter, the lawyer went to the NFL to try to see if they could make this stop. Right, like rather than going, because this woman, to the best of our knowledge, is not even looking for money out of Antonio Brown, and he thinks that she is. He heard about the Klemko article or read it, or somebody read it to him, and couldn't let it go. he had to respond.
Right.
And he still
has
her number, and so he went about it this way, which is so dumb, and you can't even defend it.
So should she have gone to the authorities? Like, if she feels like she's being intimidated,
yes.
Should you have gone to the police?
I think I probably
would this warrant a call to the police?
If in fact you feel like it is threatening and intimidating, yeah, probably.
And would they take it seriously?
I don't know.
Would that be more harmful to Antonio Brown's case?
And then if you start to include the backstory here,
right?
And again, it's also a he said, she said, because Antonio Brown's lawyer came out after the Klemko article and denied everything, right? Said none of this is true.
Right.
But there's a lot of people on the other side of this, right? I mean, Antonio Brown.
The only thing the lawyer's done in this is said, did not advise him, and you'll notice I did not respond.
I think that this is one of those things where, again, an isolated incident is not suspendable, is not, you're not going to kick him off the team, you're not going to do any of that. But how much of this can they take? Because this is not the only, this is not an isolated incident.
And we do say sexual misconduct is the way his lawyer denied it, correct?
Yes.
Because she didn't even really, she told a story, basically, right? She told a story about what happened to
her. Yeah, and the reason why
there was no real claim there of, you know, why am I telling this? What do I want out of this?
No, she just came forward. She was working at a charity. He took a liking to her. You could probably go back into old Instagram posts or whatever and find her, unless those have been deleted.
She even downplayed it. I believe there was a line like, a lot of guys have made a run at me.
She wasn't even like that taken back by him showing up in just a hand cloth.
Like, she kind of downplayed it.
Right.
Even though she told it, and it's in a Sports Illustrated article that there's a lot of other details and stories from his past. She didn't really push the point in any way.
No.
And yet
no.
He felt the need to fire back and in some way try to go after her. Because what's the point of doing the research unless you're going to use the research for a purpose?
Yeah, just to know it. Yeah, there's nothing.
Like, just to say, hey, we know stuff. No. You're doing research.
Well, that's what, like, Tyrion Lannister, you drink and you know things. It's another pop culture reference that Andy Hart wouldn't get.
I don't even know what language you just spoke.
Game of Thrones is a very popular show.
Never
Andy.
Seen it.
The guy doesn't know Game of Thrones. He didn't see the movie
I'm aware
Get Out.
Of it.
There's nothing here. We have nothing to talk about.
I'm done with this.
We have nothing to talk about.
Zero pop culture references hit.
Does the Antonio Brown stuff start to, at any point, let's say he remains on the team for a while, but things pop up. Does it start to take away from fans' enjoyment in the team?
Sure.
I think.
Because if they score 40 points again this week.
And he has two touchdowns. I think
like you want to focus on that as a fan. You want to say, oh my God, it is 0-7 over again. They're blowing people out. Their point differential is the greatest in the history of the game through 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And yet, even as a fan, I think you're like, well, what's Antonio going to do to disrupt this week?
I know.
What are they going to be talking about on Outside the Lines on ESPN with Antonio this week?
That's what they're doing right now.
What's going to push Bill to storm off the podium this week?
How many times can Belichick walk off the podium and it's all only because of this guy and keep him?
I don't think anymore because I think
he's is it a three strikes
done
rule?
With it.
Yeah, he might be. Andy Hart thinks he is done, but he was on the practice field today. John is in Southie. He joins us next. What's up, John? We have a whole bit here. We have a whole bit planned. Am I on hold with John? Is this going somewhere, John? I thought, you know, maybe he created a bit. Maybe he had like
That's
a whole thing.
Thought.
Right? I thought it was going to like go into something. Lucy, you talked to that gentleman. Was it just music when you heard him?
No, I put him on with just music. Exactly. No, he was very passionate about why the Patriots should get rid of Antonio
Brown. That's
what
I wanted to hear from him.
Call back.
And then I thought
I
thought maybe he like put together like a montage of some sort.
That was his ring back tone, it seemed like.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, he had us on hold while we had him on hold, I think. What
classic,
was going
the inception
on.
Of hold.
The old tit for tat.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Hopefully he will call in because I'm dying to hear what that is.
Are you?
No. David's in New Jersey. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. So first off, before I make my point, you just said, is it going to take away from our enjoyment on Sundays? That's ridiculous. You've been a Patriots fan for how long? I mean,
my whole life, David.
We've been getting ripped on by opposing fans forever, and I live in New Jersey, so it's even worse.
Yeah, but it's different. I mean, you're talking about stupid stuff like Deflategate and Spygate. You're not talking about a guy that may have raped somebody. It's very different, David.
I admit it's different in that case, yes, but it's still football. I'm still watching football, right? I'm still rooting for my team to score a touchdown.
I didn't say, are you not watching? I said, does it take away from it? Right. And Andy Hart said, yes. So you can't just dismiss it.
I mean, I have a million people that on Twitter that tell me, let's get rid of him, or I'm sick of hearing about AB. About the defense.
Yeah, it's not unanimous, David, but there are definitely some people that aren't going to root as much for a Antonio Brown touchdown as a Julian Edelman touchdown. That's just the way it is.
We agree to disagree on that. Anyways,
I don't know we can, because I have an example right in front of me. Andy Hart says it's not as enjoyable with Antonio Brown.
Fair enough. Anyways, I was watching that terrible show First Take this morning, and they did have Troy Vincent on, and it was interesting because they asked him how people get put on that commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the conversation, he just kind of threw in there that it's usually based on criminal charges.
Okay.
So it sort of answers the question as to why he hasn't been put on that list, and he's likely not going to. He didn't say he's likely not going to be put on that list, but that's what I gathered from his comment was, if it's due to criminal charges, then Antonio doesn't have any of those. So
He's
likely not going to be put on the list because of that. Now, Belichick might just say, I don't want him on this team anymore because I don't feel like dealing with this crap. But
that's definitely true, David. Thanks for the call. I mean, he could. But if he's not on the exempt list, you run the risk of, and it comes down to how important is it to you and the image of your franchise, if you cut him, you take the high ground here and say, see, we didn't know about this stuff, and we have a zero tolerance policy, which I don't think is true, but you could promote that if you cut him.
Right.
But then he goes and signs with the Chiefs or the Ravens, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, now we got to face this guy? Like, hold on a second. He should be on a team. It's like, but the league hasn't weighed in. And to the caller's point, if it continues to be a civil lawsuit, and they did meet with Brittany Taylor for 10 hours. They're going to meet with Antonio Brown. They might meet with his cousin, Hollywood Brown, and see what kind of shakes free from that. But in the meantime, he probably won't go on the exempt list because it's not a criminal charge.
And then there's this whole trickle-down effect of whatever you want to call them, the renegade franchises. So he goes from Oakland, which historically is the renegade franchise.
Yeah, right.
To New England, which a lot of people would like to paint as the modern-day win-at-all-cost franchise.
Yep.
Then he could go to Kansas City to pair up with Tyreek Hill in that organization.
That's right.
I mean,
he could.
That's a strange timeline and look for the National Football League.
Is this the guy that had us on hold? Is that him? All right, let's go to him now. Well, John's in Southie. John, how are you?
Hey, what's up, my friend?
Hey. What's going on?
What's up, Rick? I have no idea what happened, Rich. No idea whatsoever.
I don't either. I thought you had something really like planned for us. I thought you had some like material.
No, I don't have music on my phone.
Well,
so, Rich. Yeah. Everybody's missing the big thing.
Okay.
All right, we got in the text. He evolved her kid. Let's just focus on the kid part for a second.
Yes.
Why would he do that?
I think he was doing that to try to embarrass and shame her, and he was trying to prove to his buddies that he was texting there that she is not well off. She is broke, as he said. She's looking for money, and then it was disgusting, but he took a picture of her three kids, and I think he's making fun of their clothes. That's what I believe.
But she hasn't said she was going to sue him.
Right.
She has said nothing about this. To me, that sounds like intimidation. I know where you are.
Sure.
I know who your kids are.
Oh, anytime you bring kids into something,
you could be right, John.
That escalates the situation, in my opinion.
And so you're saying get rid of them.
I agree. I think, you know what? If had you not brought the kids in, whatever. But now that you've evolved the family of kids, yeah, he's got to go.
And John, you're not alone in thinking that. I mean, that part of it is absolutely disgusting. Like, whether you think it's intimidating or not, it's still using the kids and making fun of their clothes. Like, it's gross.
And I continue to say, to what end?
Yeah, were you
planning on proving she's poor and offering her money? Because she hasn't asked.
She has not asked for
money. So are you going to offer her money maybe to recant her story? Like, if your guy, what's his name? Eric B or something B in there?
Eric. Just Eric. Those are her kids and IG Eric. She's awfully broke, clearly.
Right. Maybe they find out she really is broke. You know, she owes all this money to different people, credit cards. Are you going to swoop in and offer money? Maybe she recants her story. He brought money into this. For all we know, she has not brought money into this. He is the one financial situation.
He just like assumes that, because that whole article is about people saying he owes them money. And I think maybe he just read it that way.
Well, the bigger issue is he clearly measures a lot in money. Right? Money is a big deal to get out of Pittsburgh, in Oakland, and he's using it in everyday life. He thinks all these people are beneath him.
Somebody who had no money and now has a ton of money is ripping people who have no money. It's like, dude, that was you. Right.
You came from no money. You were homeless. You were this.
But
you were
now,
that.
Yeah, but now forget
about it. Aren't you supposed to, you know, was that empathy? Empathize with people that don't have any money?
Right. You'd think he would be able to do that. He does not. No, and he's obviously dumb, too. Like, you asked earlier, like, is he normal? Like, no, he's not. And he's dumb. He might be the smartest football player or whatever. I don't know if he even is, but he's extremely talented.
Probably isn't. You know, all those stories about
him
freelancing?
He's just so talented, yeah.
Maybe he doesn't freelance. Maybe he doesn't know the route and he just runs.
He's just like, I'll get open. I know I can get open.
I'm
going to
beat this guy, like, yeah, and when I'm not near him, throw me the ball.
As bad as the stuff was there, and again, it's like upsetting. Like, again, you see the stuff with the kids. It is absolutely upsetting. But I still think it's not on the level of this from the offseason.
You need to be terrified of me, too. No.
That was Tyreek Hill. That is threatening. That is intimidating. That is so, like, black and white. Whereas this, you're like, well, what is he doing? Is he just dumb and trying to prove a point, which is also stupid? Or, because, like, what's the intimidation that he's going to separate you from your kids? Like, I don't see that. Is that like what's,
no.
Right? Like, what is he alluding to?
The dirt. Like, we're going to investigate you. And again, this is my presumption. If someone tells me they're looking into my background or investigating me, they're planning on using the information somehow, somewhere.
Yeah, no, I get that.
They're
going
to put it to use.
Because then he adds into it that she was at a Meek Mill rally and she's a celebrity groupie. So I think that they're trying to build a case that maybe she's a groupie.
Is there any law against that?
There's not.
Has she done anything wrong? Has she tried to extort him in any way that we know of?
But maybe, I don't, it's a weird spot to
defend him. A woman can go hang out with Meek Mill and then hang out with Antonio Brown and do whatever she wants.
But is his end game, and it's hard to crawl inside of Antonio Brown's mind.
I don't want to.
It's probably a terrifying place. But is he trying to say, like, is she looking for money from other people? Or, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
We have no indication she's looking for money.
It's dumb.
Only from him has money become a part of this story and this equation.
And so this guy's out there on the field every Sunday.
But just getting back to Tyreek Hill for a minute, not to defend him or the Chiefs or anything about that.
Right.
At least the Chiefs had a positive history with Tyreek Hill both on and off the field, correct? On the field, he is a ridiculous playmaker for them. The centerpiece of 100%. Their offense, correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
And off the field, I thought it was a mistake. But a year ago, very early in the season, the NFLPA gave Tyreek Hill their Community Player of the Week award, and everybody was raving about Tyreek Hill and what he's doing in the community and giving back. So at least the Kansas City Chiefs, on and off the field, had some positivity around Tyreek Hill. Maybe some reason to stand by him, some reason to believe his story, right? The Patriots have no positivity. They have a touchdown and four catches.
I saw the touchdown, yeah.
But he arrives on Monday.
No, I get what you're
Contract
saying.
Becomes official on Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, there's a civil lawsuit. I have no history with you. I have no positive with you. Right? We've barely known each other.
That's what happens is if you keep letting this play out, now you can have a huge game on Sunday.
Correct.
And then now just more experience with him on your team, helping your team, fans watching him play, and then you become more attached to him.
Or
you think he's cut tomorrow.
But also, the longer he's here, the more
there's more chances.
There's more opportunity for these people
to
come out. Yeah. Maybe some other woman wasn't going to come out. Now she's offended with the way he intimidated this other woman.
Well, I think Klemko in one of his more recent articles was even alluding to, like, this isn't over. And like, since this has come out, more and more people have contacted him. And so this is not over by a long
shot. And once you are sort of outed as whatever you want to call him, a bully, a bad guy, other people that may have kept it to themselves, the group mentality, the strength in numbers may surface. So he could be sort of promoting his own demise in a way here.
Let's go to Stuart in the car. He joins us next. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener of the Dork podcast.
Oh, shout out. Thank you very much, Stuart. Appreciate that.
Shout out for
time.
You're the one.
A very happy Area 51 day and the Naruto run. I just didn't know if you practiced and now a lot of people are putting it to action.
Oh, my God. Great call, Stuart.
The mission appears to be, quote, see them aliens, a reference to the fact that many believe Area 51 to be a secret alien holding site. Newsweek reports the event presents the idea of people around the globe invading the site on September 20th via a Naruto run.
Today's the day. Today's September 20th. We talked about this on Madness a long time ago. The Storm Area 51 Day. So I'm glad Stuart brought that to our attention.
But didn't it all come apart? Wasn't it going to be a music festival? Then that fell apart.
It a little bit. It did collapse on himself or on itself a little bit.
That guy's got great pipes.
That guy does. He sounds really good.
But listen to that podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it, but it's I think it was sort of like the Fyre Festival.
And what is the
At the end of the day, all we want to do is see dem aliens.
What is the run?
A Naruto run.
What is that?
Shime's actually mastered it. It's sort of a
little theme music for you,
It's a very aerodynamic run where you put your head forward, both your arms back, and then you sprint like a bird taking off.
Why?
I think it makes you faster.
Aerodynamic. Yeah, very aerodynamic.
I've
low center of gravity.
Never seen Usain Bolt run that way.
At the end, though, he kind of
when
does.
He starts, when he starts,
he kind of does.
That's
Naruto.
How he starts, you know.
Well, that's because he's leaning
end.
Off the starting blocks.
It is a little
exactly.
Bit
you get momentum that way. Keep it up.
This is a terrible idea.
What do you mean it's a terrible idea?
The whole thing.
Well, they're thinking
like the
about
run.
It.
Clearly, Andy doesn't follow us on Twitter. We tweeted out a how-to video on this
via a Naruto run.
Thank you. Like his voice, though.
Really good voice.
I'm with you, Andy. This is dumb.
Dumb?
The whole
yeah.
thing is dumb.
Very dumb.
You don't want to see dem aliens?
Not really.
Dem? Really?
No.
So you want to just pretend that we're here by ourselves?
Yes.
We are.
No,
we're not.
I think there's
the Navy confirmed
things.
Stuff the other day.
Thank you very much. The guy from Blink 182 was all over
in
it.
Vegas? Vegas? They were parachuters, I thought.
They were aliens. They were dem aliens.
It was UFOs, is what the Navy said. And they were things that should never have been released.
Via a Naruto run.
I'd believe it more if that guy said it.
I would, too. If you see him doing a Naruto run.
He could put me to sleep. He could do a lot of
things. He's books on tape. The guy would be
yeah.
excellent. Get
tremendous.
Him in here.
Calming.
Get him in here.
Maybe get him to talk to Antonio Brown.
That would be good. That
new
would be
new
good.
Social media yeah. Style, Antonio.
Like
this guy's going to express it to you.
We're going to take a brief break from Antonio Brown because Shime's going to give everybody money coming up. People
nice.
Want money.
I need money.
You can bet on these games. Thursday night. I didn't get your pick for last night. I don't know who you
it's
had.
The Jags.
I'm going to assume you had the Jags.
I had the Jags.
I know you did. I know you
I've
did.
Never. I hate picking the Titans.
So we will find out who Shime has this weekend. Also, our Patriots pick. We'll see if they're going to cover that 24. We'll get to that. Antonio Brown as well throughout the day, taking up until 2 in OMF. This is Dale and Keith with Andy Hart.
Nonstop, wall-to-wall coverage of the Patriots. We're back with Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
This week, I'm your North Star.
Come on. That clearly, huh?
Andy, you are lost at sea.
Yeah, okay.
I'm here to guide you home.
Is that right?
Again, I'm going to do exactly what I did last week. I'm going to bring you a three-leg parlay.
You are out of your mind with a parlay. You're flying way too close to the sun here with this, Shime.
You don't go against what works. You bet on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Minus 7.5
okay.
in a Dallas Cowboys money line.
He's going back to the well here.
The Baltimore Ravens minus 13 at home against the Cardinals.
Well, a decent run for our guy Shime Time, who by my count, individual games is 6-1 on the year. He went 3-0 the week one. Then I made him pick the week two Monday night game, which he got right. And then he went 2-1 there. Although, if you're messing around with these stupid-ass parlays, you got that one wrong.
Loser. Technically, yeah, I did.
Technically, you lost the parlay.
I'm going to pull a Wiggy and yeah. say that it was kind of the Ravens' fault for kneeling it inside the 5-yard line.
Kind of was.
So you lost.
He did.
I did.
He lost that Ravens
sure.
game. And then he tells us
lost the parlay.
He had the gall to tell me that he won a separate parlay that he didn't mention on the air.
Shorted.
Was that on the off-day podcast?
No, actually, it was one that I came up with 20 minutes before kickoff.
That's what we call a lie.
All right, Mayweather.
Not at all.
Okay.
All right. I can show you the ticket.
Okay.
I have it.
Well, tweet that out like Mayweather does.
I will.
Tweet out the ticket.
You know the North Star is already burnt out, right?
Is that right?
I believe so.
I don't believe it.
I don't think it is. I think you can probably see that tonight.
No, you can see it,
like
it's
burnt
out,
but the light's still making its way here.
The light is still getting here because it's light years away.
Science.
You know, I did really poorly in astronomy, but I blame my teacher.
And English.
It was not my fault.
Math.
Yeah, not my strength.
What was your strength?
It's not about
get
me
back
right
to
now.
Me. Let's
it's
get not, to the
it's,
best.
About, it's about these picks. People want to win money. So, Shime, tee this bad boy up. I know you can't possibly be doing another parlay.
Keith, I'm here to tell you that I am bringing you yet another
come on.
Parlay.
No. Parlay party!
This is Shime Time's parlay party.
This is another three-leg parlay.
Three legs.
Three-legged dog.
So you got to hit all three. And this time,
I understand how a
we're
going to
hit them all.
Okay.
I'm also going to do something I've never done before.
Pick different teams.
You know what, Andy?
You're dead on.
Yeah, you have to because the Ravens and the Chiefs are playing each other.
Correct.
So you can't pick that game.
That's true. Well, you know what?
What?
I'm feeling really good about this one.
Are you?
The numbers to me don't make sense. I think people are overhyping the Browns for beating up on a bad Jets team.
Is that right?
Give me the Rams money line at only minus 170.
Rams money line at the Browns. That's the Sunday night game.
That is correct.
So you have Rams to win. I don't hate that one either. Although it's a home dog, I like my home dogs.
I know you do.
I do like a home dog. They often bark
home dogs this year, not performing well.
What's the number?
It's the early lines.
Last time I checked, it was like they were 4-3.
ATS?
Oh, the 4-9, yeah.
Yeah, ATS.
So the Browns are 3-point dogs at home. But you're going Rams money line.
Yep, so just Rams got to win. That's all they got to do.
I understand the money line.
That's all they
got to
do.
That's all it is.
But that's really not all that has to happen because there's two more picks coming.
Yeah, two more. So just, I don't know why you don't just take that one, isolate it. Just isolate that one.
Because, Keith, I want the big money. I don't want one. I don't want one at minus 170. I want the big money. And so you know what? I'm going to pair it with something. I've probably been hanging out with other Dale and Keith producer John a little too much.
Okay.
But I'm feeling confident.
Like where this
give me the Bills money line over Cincinnati.
Wait a minute. Bills money line? They're like 6-point favorites.
Yeah.
These
minus 300.
Line picks. Shime, you do the opposite of what all of these.
Just let it play out, friend.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
He's just
Bills are going to win, correct?
They are.
Okay.
So they're going to come into Gillette 3-0.
Stumble, fumble, and bumble.
Let's take a big spread
playoff
and go
Bills,
money line and then throw it into a parlay. This is outrageous.
You haven't even heard the third pick.
It's a lunatic's bet.
I don't know what's more dangerous, your picks or Josh Allen throwing the football as one of your picks.
That's fine. Give it a Frank Gore.
If it's Patriots money line, we're done with the segment. We're retiring the segment today. I want to do this all season. I do. Every Friday, Shime Times,
so
parlay
careful.
Party. So be real careful. You might want to think about this. It may want to be just a two-team parlay here. If it is Patriots money line, we're shutting down the segment.
The Patriots are such a big favorite, there is no money line. So you can't bet that anyways.
If it's Cowboys money line, I'm running in there, Shime. Don't you dare do Cowboys money line.
It is not the Cowboys money line. It's another thing I have.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Haven't done yet this season.
It's a prop bet.
I'm
it's Antonio Brown catches.
Snaps.
I'm gonna play for an over-under.
Ooh, I like that.
And I am gonna hit the under 41 in Bears Redskins on Monday Night Football.
I like how he said it. He delivered it with
wait a minute.
Pizzazz.
Okay.
The Bears have scored a total in two games. 19 points.
So they're due.
No.
They might take
their offense. Mitch Trubisky.
You don't like Trubisky?
It's been four times where Nagy a quarterback has had 4 yards per attempt in a game. Trubisky's done it twice, one of which was last week. He didn't even eclipse 100 yards until that final drive. Give me the under 41 points.
I don't love it.
So
I think you could go 0 for 3 this week.
Sum this up. You're taking Bills' money line against Cincy.
Correct.
You're taking the Rams' money line
I like that
on Sunday Night Football.
Correct.
And you're taking the under on Monday Night Football.
That is correct. And so if, for those of you out there, you bet 100, you win 300. Triple your money.
That's not bad.
I don't love it.
You don't love it?
No.
Shime, actually, I don't think it's bad. Tripling your money? Oh, I'm sorry. Andy must be doing pretty well if he doesn't need to triple his money. Must be real.
Clearly not. He's not playing my picks.
It's not worth it. Here's the one
issue. He's going to lose his money. You're missing the point.
Here's the one issue I have with it, Shime, is I feel like we've really created some nice buzz here. Every Friday at 1:30, you give us picks. And then every Monday, we recap those picks.
Now we have to wait till Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know what?
Not allowed to
adds
pay.
A little bit more excitement.
If his vision includes Monday night, you want him to ignore
because
it?
If I hit the first two.
What if you missed
now,
the first two?
I'm not going to. I'm not worried about
it. Okay. All right. He's very confident. Are you still seeing the Huffy. Board clearly?
Keith, Mutt tweeted a gif of a lighthouse at me the other day.
Is that just
I couldn't
you?
Have felt more akin with the lighthouse.
Okay.
Good I think your bulb went
That's
out.
Good enough for me, Shime. Thank you very much for your parlay.
You're very welcome.
Now, do you think you'll ever do a non-parlay?
Yes.
Okay. I am looking forward to that
when
day.
When the vision hits you, the spirit hits you.
Yeah, yeah. When the right underdog comes up, I'm going to hit it hard.
So Shime is 1-1 in parlays, but he is 6-1 in individual picks.
That doesn't matter.
Well, it does.
We're just saying in general.
You lose a pick, you lose the parlay. You lose.
That is
okay,
true.
So then I'm also... technically, the Monday night, I gave you a parlay because I said take the under, and that was very
that
under.
Too.
So technically, 2-1
I'm
on
just
parlays.
Saying, you can go a la carte on this. If you want to say, you know what, I'm just going with Rams money line, so be it.
Yeah, a gentleman last week, a caller, said he took the picks that I had last week on the show, but only took money lines, didn't bother with the spreads. He hit.
He hit. And you know what he had? Pizza party. Because he had extra money that he didn't normally have. So he said, you know what, kids? We're having a pizza party.
He was swimming in it.
Just and they pizza? Loved it. They had pizza, well, and 2-liter sodas.
Keeps the morale
up. They got a good deal on it.
Mozzarella sticks?
They had,
beer?
Crazy bread.
Crazy bread.
The Celtics needed a pizza party.
Cinnamon sticks is what they had.
That white frosting is so good.
Let me ask you this, Hart. Right now, I am seeing 22 as the line. I'm sure it's different. Patriots and Jets. You taking Patriots?
I saw 23.5.
Would you take that one, too? Would you take
23? I would lay the points.
Yeah.
I went on, I did my little preview on the website this morning that I do every week, 6-pack Patriots preview. Go over there to WEEI.com. Click on it.
That's nice.
I have a prediction at the end of it every week. I went 34-10. So as long as it's 23.5,
got it.
I'm fine.
So what?
Do you feel like they're due for a bad bounce? That could cost you the cover. Not a bad bounce to lose.
Not to lose.
Just the cover.
The cover? No, not with the Jets. Maybe if it was Sam Darnold, I could talk myself into like, hey,
what about the defense?
Closer.
Like nope. Jamal Adams, good player.
Yeah, Jamal Adams, good player.
Leonard Williams, good player. Quinnen Williams, good player.
Yeah, they have more
Mosley
good players.
If he plays.
I don't know if he's going to, though. It doesn't sound like he's going to.
Well, you know.
Miami has less good players.
What about
that's
big
for sure.
plays? Robbie Anderson just, you know, your guy, Jason McCourty, slips. Robbie Anderson, touchdown.
I think the Patriots shut him out.
Of course, Falk has to
I think they win like 35-0. I think.
Shut out again?
Yeah.
When's the last time the Patriots had back-to-back shutouts?
Oh, it's had to be forever.
Look that up.
Yeah. Nah, I don't have the time.
It's Friday.
But I think how big of a spread would it have to be for you to take the Jets?
28.
Okay. I'm serious. I think for
I'm
me,
being dead serious.
For me, it might be like 30.5.
So 27.5, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't. I would take the Pats still.
Yeah, I'd still take the Pats.
Still.
Four touchdowns is enough.
Dude, it's David Falk.
Luke Falk.
Luke. See? Exactly.
Who's David Falk?
David Fales is the backup now.
Yes.
It's Luke Falk, David Fales.
But Luke
CJ Mosley dealing with an injury. Quinnen Williams dealing with an injury.
Where does Luke Falk come from?
He went to Washington State.
And what is happening of late, young Washington State quarterbacks?
Yeah, Gardner Minshew's a nice player.
Lighten up the NFL.
It's
next
one guy.
Up, Luke Falk.
What happened to my guy, Jason Gesser? Remember him? That's a
I don't think
throwback to good college football fans. All right, let's
Did
go.
Did you see Mike Leach this week with his
I love Mike Leach.
Rundown of the Pac-12 mascots and who would win in a battle royal?
Hilarious.
It was tremendous.
He might be the best coach in college football to like cover.
Oh,
like if you were covering a team,
and
you'd want to talk to Mike Leach.
And by the way, I want him to be a pro coach. I told you this before.
You think
I want
he will
him to get a
ever?
Chance.
No. Probably not.
I don't think he'll get the shot.
Riley will at Oklahoma.
Oh, God, yeah. Somebody's going to throw stupid
but
money
Leach,
at him.
Leach won't.
I don't think so, but I would love
Didn't
to
Leach
see
have
him.
A big thing with like Craig James's kid?
Yeah, but then it all came out that it was basically Craig James, a whack job dad.
Yes, that's true.
So yeah, Mike so Leach was fine. Sort of exonerated in the
but
end.
But that was sort of like kind of a dirty thing for a little bit. Let's go to Shane in Plymouth, who has a question for our money man, Shime. What do you got, Shane?
Yeah, hey, Shime. How about putting in a birdcage next week? You up for that?
What?
The hell does that mean?
What's going on?
Oh, it's just a gambling term. I didn't know if he was really wanted to step it up another level. But
oh, what does that mean? Please explain the birdcage. You're not talking about the Nathan Lane movie, are you?
No.
Yeah, no, not the Nathan Lane movie. No.
Yeah,
Pick
that.
Of the pod. Birdcage.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
what is a birdcage? What is it?
It's like an action reverse, but up one more. Got to win all three.
I'm lost. Shime,
you just got idea? Your bluff got called as like a serious gambler. Yeah. He just called you two out.
Although Shane said pick of the pod, so he's a listener to hashtag dork, so he's okay in my book. Let's go to Mike in Dorchester. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
All right, I got two things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
The first scenario is right that the text message from Antonio Brown was on Wednesday.
Yes.
And it included a few people, the painter and his lawyer. Who's to say that the lawyer didn't contact his agent, Rosenhall, right? Mm. And then Rosenhall says, all right, I'm going to contact Belichick, let him know that this is going to come out, right? So Belichick leaned into Antonio Brown, and that's why Antonio Brown acted like he had Belichick as a puppeteer to him in the press conference.
He was going to do that no matter what, though, I think, Mike.
Right.
Whether this came out or not, that's how they wanted him to address things.
No, absolutely. I completely understand that. And the other thing is, and I think I've heard it before,
about when Tez Burfict really roped him a few years ago.
Yep.
He ain't really been the same since.
That's a working theory that he has CTE and it could be revolve around that hit from Burfict.
I wonder.
That's an excuse.
I brought this up with Klemko. Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out though. I know some people are quick to dismiss like the head injury
stuff.
That's
the modern day version of I got hacked.
No, well,
I got CTE. Anything I do wrong, I get CTE. I play a game where they hit me in the head, I get CTE.
It's been a recent run of this. Like, this is a guy who's been in the league. This is his 10th year. And all of the incidents and infractions that we have heard of anyway started in 17.
Right.
Like, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Clearly, he's been emboldened by his money, his fame, his success, his power,
right. And
getting away with things. Like, I think that's the problem here. If this isn't the last straw with the Patriots, then he got away with it again.
Then
wouldn't I do something else? You're never going to, get rid of me. There's never going to be a punishment. I'm never going to have to pay the piper.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll wrap things up. We've got what else you got. We'll also check in with OMF here on a Friday edition of Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
All right, wrapping things up here on a Friday edition of Dale and Keefe. It has been mostly Antonio Brown throughout the day. No surprise. I'm sure it will be with OMF coming up at 2 o'clock, but first.
What else you got?
That's good.
Thank you, Andy.
No, that wasn't me. They played that.
You know what we didn't? I got it. I got
what
it.
What else you got?
Oh, my goodness.
It's good. I got good pipes.
It's distracting. Yeah, you do have good pipes.
Almost as good as the crazy guy.
Almost as good.
Via a Naruto run.
Almost as good.
Naruto run.
Something we didn't really touch on. We did bring it up to Michael Irvin during that interview. Is that Tom Brady was live tweeting the Thursday night football game between the Titans and Jaguars.
He learned it from watching Antonio Brown.
He had two tweets, which do seem a little out of character. He had one. Too many penalties. Just let us play! !! #10versusJack. And then he said, I'm turning off this game. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore. What did you make of Tom Brady tweeting about the officials?
I thought it was interesting. I like it. I like when players are open and honest, whether it's in a press conference setting and see the game as fans. He's at home. It's Thursday night. I don't know if he's sitting with the kids. He always talks about his kids play fantasy football and all that.
Could this
he's,
come back to bite him, though?
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think they like this at the league level. Even Troy Aikman immediately reacted like, whoa, Tom Brady is like NFL royalty.
And I did not see this coming.
Calling out your game on live TV.
More surprised by these tweets than I was Antonio Brown's texts.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because
it's a transition, Andy. Just stay with us here.
Brady just talked this week with Greg Hill about he's always positive and on Twitter and social media. He stays positive. Right. It's a reflection of him. This was a negative tweet.
But I also think if you are a quarterback, and it's not just Brady, but the great quarterbacks who are left, and there's not many of them, I think the league is going to try to protect them, and they probably should.
Yes.
And I know
but
it's unfair
the holding
to, it's unfair to defensive players.
But I think everybody's getting worked up this year. Holding calls are up like 67% or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of holding calls. The refs have been bad overall.
No one likes a holding call.
Nobody does.
Barely even the defensive guys like the holding call because it kills the flow of the game. Yeah. Back it up. Now, yeah, that's great. I didn't make a play. They're just throwing a flag and giving us some yards.
But because
he grabbed me.
No, I know. One thing that everybody was pretty quick to point out is there's going to be a play on Sunday where he gets hit and he's going to be looking for a flag.
His usual.
And he's not going
to
get one.
Like he's barely touched.
Right.
Like, hey, the old Terrell Suggs barely touches his leg. 15!
Hey, you said let us play.
Yep.
You told us to let us play.
So you think the ref this week will be like, get on Tom instead of staying off Tom? Hit him! Hit Tom! Hit linebacker!
Did you think the ref really said that?
Yes, they've been saying it forever. Don't you? Had people say that to you?
Stay off of Keefe? No.
No, no, no.
Never heard that one.
Oh, I've throughout my life, I remember hearing, stay off the quarterback. Stay off the long snapper. Stay up.
Stay off the long snapper because that's a real rule.
Well, it's sort of a rule of the quarterbacks, too.
Well, unfortunately, it kind of is. Yeah. You have to hit him like in the breadbasket.
Right.
And even
then, right when he lets go of the ball, if it's a half a second late, you're screwed.
Even then, sometimes it's a penalty.
So it didn't. I think that was overblown. That was a little bit of a clickbait headline out of Miami.
All right. Tom Brady is speaking at his locker today,
which is different.
That is different.
Today is different because A, he's at his locker, and B, it's Friday. He's been doing the first 2 weeks. He's been Wednesday podium press conferences. By the way, bit him in the ass. If he had done it Wednesday, he doesn't have to talk about Antonio Brown at all.
I know.
Although, he'll pull out that quote again from last week. What was it? Things that don't involve me don't involve me.
That's always
a solid line.
That's through and through. That is always the case. So Tom Brady doing that. We'll see if there's anything. I'm sure OMF will get into it.
Think he's going to get a FedEx? A fine for criticizing the refs?
Now, do you think he does a better job at sort of deflecting the questions to the point where there are people there that start to ask him other questions, like other than Antonio Brown? I feel like that happened last time.
Well, yes, it does. Because he usually pulls it off with a smile.
He does. He does it in a better way.
Everybody kind of comes down a notch because there's a smile.
Right.
What doesn't involve me doesn't
And then they'll
involve.
Get into the Jets and they'll go from there.
Right. And talk about how good the defense is.
Another thing we didn't talk about at all is the offensive line, which is not in great shape. Concerns?
No. Yes.
This week?
Marshall Newhouse, Corey Cunningham.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, I guess Marcus Cannon could be back. I'd be mildly surprised. I know he worked out last week, but
there's
some concern there. Now, we have found out some news out of Mike Reese's Twitter account. He says that Dante Scarnecchia said Joe Tooney will remain at left guard. So,
which I think is good. We both agree on that.
Yeah, at least Ryan Hannibal wrong again.
At least you have two really good guards.
Yes.
At the very least.
Although Shaq Mason hasn't played great to start the year.
True, but he has it in him.
Ted Karras' shotgun snaps were better last week.
Yes, they were, because that was a problem week
That's
one.
Key to show improvement, right? From week one to week two, now week two to week three.
Andy Hart, you are on tomorrow?
Yes, I am on tomorrow late afternoon after the Boston College game.
Okay.
Be a partial Mack and Hart.
There you go. I will be on NFL Sunday starting at 9 with Fourier and with Wiggy.
Big game this week.
I'm looking forward to that.
Rivalry week. Yes. Jets week.
Great job by Scheim. As always, Scheim, your primetime parlay is locked and loaded. You got the Sunday night, the Monday night game. I'm looking forward to that. Lucy, good job as always. Check out the Lucy and Elaine podcast on WEEI.com. The off day pod from Andy Hart and hashtag dork.
Yes.
Me.
Pod combination is what.
We did not have a crossover, but if we did, it would have been brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. That'll do it for Dale and Keefe. Everybody have a great weekend. OMF is next. See
you. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye. 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 Thank you. For stopping by!
The only way you can take WEEI with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
This week at Sean's, the Patriots picks just for you featured items are Chiquita bananas, 39 cents a pound. Select varieties of Progresso Rich and Hearty soups, 2 for $3. And select varieties of Frito-Lay multi-pack snacks, $6.99 each. Plus, you'll earn additional rewards when you purchase these or any of our Patriots picks participating items. Download the Shaw's app and get rewards just by shopping at Shaw's. Take your savings to the end zone when you shop at Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Brian Goldman from Big Blue Bug Solutions. We defend homes of all sizes against pests like insects and wildlife, you know, that kind of stuff. And when I say homes of all sizes, I'm proud to say we defend the enormous home of the world champion New England Patriots, Gillette Stadium. And we'll be just as proud to use our 85 years of experience to protect your home, too. Call 888-BLUE-BUG or visit bigbluebug.com. We truly are New England's pest control experts.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Let's go, Patriots. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Another game's coming up, Patriots fans. Better get to MGM Springfield. It's the home of Tap Sports Bar, the hottest place in Springfield to watch your favorite team, or any other sports for that matter. And that's just the beginning of all your fun. You could use a staycation. MGM Springfield's got just the room for you. Need some laughs? Check out MGM Springfield.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.